Welcome to the River Country Egg Show. Today we have the board chair of the Alberta Canola Producers Commission, Kevin Surface. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me today, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you just start off by telling me a little bit about yourself and what you do for the Alberta Canola Producers Commission?
Yeah, so I'm a farmer down in the Lethbridge area, so I represent Region 9 with Alberta Canola Producers. I am just going to be finishing up my sixth year with the commission. The last year, this past year, I've spent as board chair, the two previous years as vice chair of the board. So that's kind of the high level of what I've been doing with the Alberta Canola Producers.
Mm-hmm. And you say you are a producer of canola down in the Lethbridge area.
Yes.
How is harvest going? Good for you guys down there? I know up here in the north it's kind of iffy in the region.
Yeah, no, we're most of the harvest in the south is finished. It's not just iffy. It's been nothing short of a disaster, to be honest. There's been lots of canola that didn't even get combined. Stuff that did get combined was running anywhere between 2 and 10 bushels to the acre. So it hasn't been good. I mean, on our farm, we actually started harvesting on the 16th of July this year, which is at least 2 weeks earlier than the earliest that we've ever gone. So it's been a trying year, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I know that the Alberta Canola Producers Commission does do a few things for the province. What does it do for producers here in Alberta?
So we work with a few different pillars. We've got grower engagement, you know, where we kind of get out in front of farmers. It's been different, the past 18 months with the COVID situation, but, we would do different events, different learning sessions, things like that throughout the province. Canola Palooza, there were some grading things that were done. We also have PEP, which is, it basically is going out to schools, students, you know, teaching more urban areas about, you know, the importance of canola, why it's healthy, you know, getting in front of students at a younger age, and trying to kind of get some of the garbage going around out of their heads. I think one of the biggest things that we do right now is we do a lot of engagement with the Alberta government and the federal government. It's been one of the newer things that we've done, you know, in the past 6, 7, 8 years. But government setting a lot of policy, making a lot of changes to the way that we are able to farm, whether it's biofuels or the right to farm, the right to use different chemicals and things like that. So that's really been one of the bigger focuses in my time on the board in the past 5 years.
Okay. And I understand the board needs directors in 4 regions, 3, 6, 9, and 12. And it goes by a nomination kind of? How does it go about that way?
We're looking for farmers to put their names forward to serve on these regions. Ideally, we would like to have a vote come out of these regions. Oftentimes, it's by acclamation. But it's as simple as putting your name forward and just meeting a few certain criteria, and you can become a board member with Alberta Canola. It was something that probably prior to my time on the board, I never really thought of doing or wanting to do. But, it's been very fulfilling for myself over the past 6 years.
That's awesome to hear. What are the criteria that are need to be met to be on the board?
It's as simple as just living in a specific region that has vacancies. And I think selling canola is the other criteria. So it's not a lengthy list by any means.
Why did you want to become the chair of the board?
That's a great question. When I joined the board, I don't think I had any intention of ever becoming chair. But I've found over the years that you get out of things what you put into them. And I was really enjoying what I was doing, working with people, working with the staff, representing canola farmers. And it kind of ended up being a bit of a natural progression to becoming chair. I don't know how it happened. I didn't have any aspirations of it happening, but it just did. And it's something that I'm definitely glad I did.
but you're enjoying your time being
Oh,
here. So
absolutely. Yeah.
that's good. I'm just wondering when the nomination deadline is and what kind of term do you serve when you're on the board?
Nomination deadline is the 31st of October. Terms are 3 years, and you can do two consecutive three-year terms. So the most you can stay on the board at any given time is 6 consecutive years. And when I first got on, I thought that seemed like a kind of a 3 years seemed like maybe it was a short amount of time, especially 2 threes. You know, your first year you get on the board, you're kind of floating around trying to figure out what you're doing. It almost takes 2 years to get your feet underneath you. And then, you know, you've got 4 years left and you're done. But I really like the term limits that we have. It keeps the board fresh, keeps the board sort of motivated, brings new ideas, new people to the table. And I think it works really well.
And what would you say to people that are kind of on the fence of applying or nominating themselves to be on the board?
Do it. I don't think it's anything that you'll regret. You know, the one thing that I really have learned is that there's so much more to farming that happens, you know, past your farm gate. You know, the behind the scenes stuff. The ag is such a huge, huge business, and to see what really happens once you've kind of sold your crop and the, you know, the everything that's involved in it, you know, whether it's, you know, the marketing side or the life sciences side, you know, seeing what it takes to get different products brought to market that we can use, and the amount of effort that's put into it, it's really, really eye-opening, and I don't think it's something that people would regret.
So this is kind of like an opportunity, and to seize it is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, those were my questions, Kevin. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just that, you know, we're getting close to nominations needing to be filled out. And, yeah, I would highly urge anybody that's even thinking about it to contact Alberta Canola, whether it's the office or reach out to one of the directors and have a chat with them. And we're all more than happy to have conversations with people that want to get involved.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin, the board chair of the Alberta Canola Producers Commission, for coming on the River Country Egg Show today.
Thank you.